Morning, everybody.
Morning.
It went very quiet then. So welcome to our service of Holy Communion. As you may have guessed, we got some youngsters with us and they're going to be taking a large part in our worship this morning. So if it appears to be chaos, you'll need to forgive us. But in all the chaos, we will worship. But first, a good thing to do. I'm going to read some bans of marriage. So I publish the bans of marriage between Neil Spears Kerr, single of the parish of Holy Trinity, Hazelmere, and Suzanne Jane Naomi Lambert, also single of the parish of Holy Trinity, Hazelmere, and both with a qualifying connection to this parish. If any of you know any cause or just impediment why these two persons should not marry, you are to declare it now. This is for the third time of asking. Good. So let's just take a moment of quiet to prepare ourselves for worship. So, Creator God, may every breath we take be for your glory. May every footstep show you as our way, that trusting in your presence in this world, we may, beyond this life, still be with you where you are alive and reign forever and ever. Because we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you'd like to stand, we'll start by singing. We'll sing our first hymn. Hymn number 92. So we meet this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Sit on you for our prayer. We say together the Collect for Purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And our collect prayer for the first Sunday after Trinity. O God, the strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments, we may please you both in will and deed. Through Christ Jesus, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our readings now, slightly different. This time, this will be a dramatized reading.
The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark was. Then the Lord called Samuel.
Samuel!
Hello, you told me. I did not call you. Go back and lie down.
God called to Samuel again.
Samuel!
Hello, you told me.
My son, I did not call you. Go back and lie down.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time, the Lord called to Samuel.
Samuel!
Hello, you told me.
Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy.
I think God is calling you. Go go and lie down. If he calls you again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
Samuel, Samuel.
Be loyal, servant, and him.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'll stand and we'll sing. We'll sing our second hymn, which is hymn 830, I the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Thank you. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples walked along. They began to pick some of the heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He answered, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the days of Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with a shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around them in anger and, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
If you'd like to all please take a seat, the children are going to give us some more drama.
Oh, hi Beth, how are things?
I'm okay, although I feel like I'm feeling a little unsettled at the minute, like I'm meant to be doing something, or I've lost something somewhere. But I'm loving my run, feeling real fit. How about you?
I'm fine, just enjoying the weather, not being at school, you know?
Oh, that's interesting. I get a lot from the local food bank. I think they're really doing God's work, you know? They need some people to run in the 5K and raise some money for them.
Oh, you love running, don't you?
Yeah, I love running. Nothing like feeling the pounding of the pavement, stretching in my legs, the wind in my face, nothing like it. Right, well, I better be going. I want to try and beat my personal best for the 5K.
Bye then. Oh, she's already gone. Hi Beth, fancy meeting you in Starbucks.
I love Starbucks. I just bought myself a mocha chocolate oatmeal frappe latte.
I just bought myself a hazelnut frappe milk and nocchino with cream, without milk and with grated goat's milk chocolate on top, prepared under the full moon by expert baristas flown in from Grimsby.
Nice. Want to sit with me?
Sure. What are you doing?
Well, I'm reading the paper, obviously, but I'm trying to figure out do the crossword.
What's the news?
In personal news, I still feel like I'm missing something. But in local news, that fun run's happening in the food bank next weekend. Ah, look, there's a whole article about it.
Ah, that sounds interesting. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, but right now I have to finish this crossword. I'm stuck in a line where it's a word, meaning lack of attention or mindful attention.
What letters do you have?
O-B-L-I-V-I, and I'm missing the last three.
Sounds like you're missing a lot more than that. There are a lot of people out today. I just saw some updates at the Rye. That fun run you keep talking about is happening. There's loads of rides too. I wonder if the food bank got anyone to run for them.
I don't keep talking about it, do I?
Well, you've definitely mentioned it to me more than once.
No, I didn't mention it. It kept getting mentioned to me. You know, by the text, and by that article, and the paper, and the email I received last night, and by the local news, and by my neighbour, who's doing it, and by my mum, who's, and now by you. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Hi, Ben! Hi, Emma!
You're looking sporty. What are you up to?
We're going to the fun run.
Who are you running for?
We're running for the, we're a man down.
Beth runs, don't you, Beth? And you love the food bank. And you happen to be ready for your regular 5K. You know what, Beth? I think God might be suggesting that you do the fun run.
Now that you mention it, I have been thinking about it. And every time I do, I get a warm feeling, sort of a drawing feeling. I think you might be right.
Dad, what are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for? Let's go!
Let's go!
Has everybody met Squawk before? Met Squawk before? Squawk is a lovely practice. Give him a little stroke.
Oh.
Give him a stroke. Anybody else like giving him a stroke? You'll give him a stroke. Oh, right. Yes. Squawk is in trouble. Squawk is very sad. Are you sad? Yeah. He's very sad. Squawk thinks God is angry with him because he's not been perfect. Squawk thinks God is angry. What are we going to do about that? Any ideas? God is angry. God is not loving him. God is angry with him. Oh dear. Any ideas of what we might do? How could we help Squawk?
We could say sorry.
Who could say sorry?
We could say sorry.
We could say sorry for him, couldn't we?
Yes.
So if we close our eyes, in our silence, we can say sorry to God for Squawk. Help Squawk feel your love. Pray really hard that Squawk will feel your love, and perhaps he'll get his Squawk back. How do you feel? Feel a bit better? He feels a bit better. Isn't that wonderful? Have you got your Squawk back? Oh yes, you've got your Squawk back. Really happy. Very good. We have helped Squawk. He has felt the love of God. And yes, he has. And we can feel it too. Anytime, go to God and say, God, help me. God, help me feel your love. And that's what God's love is all about. Thank you.
Did Daddy have a power?
as we take time for our intercessions. So let's pray.
As we pray, we ask you to help us to focus on your words and to recognise your actions, like Eli did, and to hear your voice, like Samuel did.
Dear God, help us to serve you with a willing heart. Guide our actions to reflect your love and grace. Give us the strength to help those in need and the courage to stand up for what is right. Let our lives be a testament to your goodness. Teach us to be humble and kind in all we do. Help us see the world through your eyes and to act with compassion and mercy every day. Amen.
This new day. Thank you, God, for this great day. The sun is up, and I must say, I'm as happy as I can be for each new day you give me. Amen.
We thank you for this beautiful morning, for the sun, for the warmth, for the lushness of the trees, grass, and living things you have given to bless our eyes. Help us in our daily life to remember that your creation is sacred and to be cared for. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Dear God, help me to do you every day. Dye my hand to do in every way. Let my heart be time and put a love. Amen.
Amen. Furry things. Thank you, God, for things with her. Thank you, God, for things up her. I love guinea pigs, cats, and mice. And puppies are really nice. Amen.
Lord, as our politicians are preparing for the election in July, we ask that you will guide them as you guided Samuel, that you will give them integrity, strength, and a true heart for representing the interests of the people they want to serve. Thank you for our democracy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for the people of Ukraine, for those in Rafah and in Israel, and all nations suffering war, violence, and destruction of their homes, lives, and hope. We know that there is little we can do, and it makes us helpless and sad. So help us to hear your voice if you are calling for us to respond to these terrible crises and to act on it. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Watch over me, God. I know that you can see everything and you see me. And even if I have a scare, I know I'm safe within your care. Amen.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Would you please stand? So before God and one another, we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed as we say together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God,
light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. So may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Share with one another a sign of that peace. As we stand, we'll sing our third hymn, which is hymn 1547, There Must Be More Than This. Continue our worship with Eucharistic Prayer 1 on page 5. Eucharistic Prayer 1. Lord, we meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. Sometimes we are not sure why we come. Habit, duty, the easiest option. Sometimes the hymns seem empty, the words are dull, and we don't really concentrate. Quite often our minds wander off to the Sunday papers or whatever the rest of the day holds. But then, Lord, we meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. Around us, people are both discovering love and losing it. Some are striding forward confidently, and others are walking on broken glass. Some are full of hope, and some are crushed and exhausted. And always, your burning and pressing beauty is here as we meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. In our deepest places, there are hidden fears and thoughts we admit to no one. Perhaps we can begin to see that nothing is unknown to you, Lord, and that you always look with mercy and not with blame. Because here we meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. In this service, we come to break bread for our sin and pour wine for our celebration. We break bread for each other and pour wine for your kingdom. We come ourselves this morning to meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. We know this because the Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Please sit or kneel for our prayer. It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise, Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. For he is your living word. Through him you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin, giving him to be born of a woman and to die upon the cross. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit, and made us a people for your own possession. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples saying, take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way after supper he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them saying, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise, And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. We continue on page 17 by saying together the prayer which Jesus himself taught us, as we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith, with thanksgiving. We say together the prayer after communion. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So if you'd like to stand, we'll sing our final hymn, which is hymn 646, All I Once Held Dear. So we go to our homes with this blessing. And so may the Father who loves you, the Son who sends you, the Spirit who empowers you, be with you and bless you, wherever you are, whatever you do, whoever you're with, to his praise and glory, this day and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
Amen.